this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for economic sanctions against Turkey 4 days after Turkey shot down a Russian fighter jet near the Turkey-Syrian border. Putin signed the decree today, ordering sanctions that would restrict imports of some Turkish products, extensions of contracts for Turks working in Russia, and Turkish company operations in Russia. The decree also calls for ending charter flights from Russia to Turkey and for Russian tourism companies to stop selling vacation packages that include a stay in Turkey. Earlier today, the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, voiced regret about Turkey's downing of the Russian plane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished it had not occurred. A prominent Kurdish lawyer and rights activist was shot and killed in a street shootout in Turkey's troubled southeast on Saturday. Much of the event captured on camera and broadcast around the world. The pro-Kurdish HDP party calling the killing of Tahir Elci a planned assassination and urging protests. Within hours, thousands of people were marching in Istanbul protesting the killing, the marchers chanting shoulder to shoulder against fascism, and Tahir Elci is immortal. Police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse the demonstrators. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said it's unclear whether Elci was caught in crossfire or assassinated. Witnesses say Elci was caught by a single bullet after speaking to media in Diyarbakir, the largest city in Turkey's mainly Kurdish southeast, where he was president of the local bar association. And the United Nations is condemning in the strongest terms a rocket attack on a UN base in northern Mali, which killed 2 UN peacekeepers and a civilian contractor and injured at least 20 others. The UN calling on the government. This is VOA.